Om Ajnana Dimadandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
So one of the reasons that I can be find myself in anxiety in this world is due to not having a goal for my mind. There's no resting place. There's no place for the mind is aiming. And in the world we live, there are many suggestions people make where you should place your mind. So when we recently traveled overseas, we noticed at every place we went, people told us to go somewhere else. My wife and I had to go to a meeting in Italy. And there we saw a billboard that said you should go to France. And in France, there's a billboard that says you should go to England. In England, it says you should be in Asia. Yeah, and then in Asia, then there's a big sign that says, come back to America. Everywhere we go, there's something pulling us another direction. So one of the ways in which human beings become happy is having a very clear goal that their mind is fixed on. So in the practice of bhakti yoga, we keep our goal to fix our mind on going to the back to our original source. This we call home.
Just
like on the Apple phones, on the iPhone, they used to have a home button. They don't have it anymore on the iPhone 10, and where's the home button? And when people are traveling, they think ultimately, when am I going to go home? So this sense that there's we're looking for our original home. This can be fulfilled through the process of bhakti. And we look in many different places to try to find a satisfactory place to put our mind. So there's a story about a special kind of deer. It has a scent called musk. And the deer is always looking to find the source of that smell. It looks in the forest and then also in the desert. It's smelling the water. Going in caves. Into the mountains. It's always looking to see where does this come from. But actually, it comes from the navel of the deer. So it doesn't know where to look.
しかも一体どこそれがどこにあるかわからない。どこを探していいのかわからない。
So, in the practice of bhakti,
でそのバクティを修練する上で、
one realizes that the pleasure, the happiness that I'm looking for is coming from within.
本当は自分の求めている幸せというものは自分の中にあるのだということがわかるようになります。
And that everything I'm looking for can be attained through the process of bhakti.
でこのバクティの方法を通して、私自分が求めているものをすべて手に入れることができます。
And so this mantra, Om.
このマントラ、オムというマントラは、
everyone knows the mantra Om, right?
オムというマントラ知ってますよね。
We can say it together one time.
みんなで一緒にやってみましょうか。
Okay.Say yes.
Okay.
Will you give us a good note? Teacher in of bhakti.
Bhakti の先生から聞いたお話ですけれども、
that one of the meanings of this Om.
のオームという言葉の意味は
is yes.
Yes.
It means that yes, everything is possible.
そうです。すべてが可能です。
I have many limiting beliefs.
私自分にはさまざまな制限されたその信仰というものがあります。持ってます。
But Om says you can rise above all your limiting beliefs.
でもそのオームという音というのは自分が信じたもの以上のものを知ることができるというふうに言ってます。
You can reach your full potential.
自分のもう無限の可能性を掴むことができます。
You just have to carefully fix your mind on the goal.
で注意してその自分のゴールというものに心を集中させなければなりません。
And just the other day, we were reading in one of the bhakti scriptures.
先日、バクティの本を読んでいました。
That the mantra itself is like an arrow.
で、マントラというのは弓の矢のようなものだと。
And we ourselves are like the bow.
で、私たちがその弓の本体ですね。
So you have to with your heart, you have to say the mantra so that you can shoot it towards the goal.
で心を込めてそのマントラを言うことによってその弓が放たれる。
And if you fix your mind on the goal and you shoot the arrow of the mantra and it hits the goal.
そしてそのマインドを的にこう集中させてその心からその矢をねこう放つんですね。そうすると的に当たる。
The name of the goal in bhakti is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
でバクティの的、バクティのゴールというのはクリシナ、最高人格出身です。クリシナという名前なんです、ね。
So when you're chanting, you can feel yourself shooting an arrow of the mantra towards that goal.
ですからそのチャンティングしている最中、唱えている最中はその弓矢をそのゴール、クリシナに向かってこう放つ、そういうイメージでチャンティングするんですね。
And when the mantra hits the mark, then you'll feel the happiness.
そしてマントラがその的に当たると。
So, the bhakti scriptures teach us to fix our mind on the goal in two ways.
でその私たちのマインドをそのゴールに焦点を合わせるには二つの方法があるというふうにバクティの本は言っています。
One way is by describing what the goal is.
で、一つはそのゴールというものが一体何であるかということをちゃんとその読むことね。
That's home, going to home.
それはその家に帰るということ。
And the other is by telling what the goal isn't.
で、もう一つは、じゃあそのゴールでないものは何かということを知ること。
So there are many things we can choose to look at in this world.
で、この世界にはね、私たちが見ることができるものがたくさんあります。
Where can you fix your mind here?
一体どこに自分のね、マインドを固定させたらいいんでしょうか。
Where can you find home in this realm that we live in?
で、私たちが今住んでいる場所で、本当の意味のうちは、
The Bhagavad Gita teaches that everything in this world changes all the time. It's always moving. And therefore, it's very hard to fix your mind on that goal.
だからこそ動いているものだから、それをゴールにして心を集中させるのはちょっと難しいですよね。
In our backyard in California, we have a garden.
で、その私のカリフォルニアの家には裏庭があります。
So one day I was gardening and I left the shovel leaning, the handle leaning against the gardening shed.
で、そのある日ね、その庭でちょっと仕事をしていて、そのシャベルですね、シャベルの柄をそのガーデニングの小屋みたいなのがあって、そこにこう立てかけといたんですね。
And so I came out the next day and a spider had made a web.From the handle of the shovel to the gardening shed.
で、次の日の朝、起きてみて、そこのシャベルのところに行ってみると、その絵から、その小屋のところまでね、雲が巣を張っていました。
So I had to have a conversation with him.
で、だから雲とちょっとね、会話しなきゃいけなかった。
My dear spider.
雲さんよ。
This is not a very good place for a home.
ここはね、うちとしてはあんまり適してないじゃないですか。
And while I was telling the spider this, I was looking at my home. Just like in Japan, things can start shaking any minute. Same thing in California. We live right on the fault line. Either earthquake or anything can change the situation.
地震もそうですし、他のこともね、いろんなことが起こって、今自分のいる状況というのが変わるということはもうあり得ることですよね、
so、
いつでも。
I'm looking at the spider.
この雲をじっと見てた。
And someone bigger than me is looking at me.
で、私より大きな人が私のことをそうやって同じように見てます、ね。
So、you're telling the spider, but you look at your life.
その雲にそういうふうに言ってますけれども、あなたは自分はどうなんだと、自分のうちとその自分はどうなんだ、誰かが言ってた。
You've connected your home and your livelihood to a world that's always changing.
で、そうやっていつもいつも変化している世界と自分、あるいは自分のうちをね、こうつなげて生きてるじゃない。
Can move any second and it will.
で、それはもう すぐになくなるものかもしれない。
So if I make my goal in a temporary changing world and I think this is where I'll find happiness, then I will be disappointed.
だから私がそう言っていつもいつも変わっているものを自分の人生のゴールとしてマインドをそこにそう固定したならば、やっぱりそこで落胆するしてしまうんですね。
So we can see in this world that people have a sense of the higher goal.
やっぱりこの世界では人々はもっと高い目的がなくてはいけないんじゃないかなというふうに思っているかもしれません。
As I was walking in my neighborhood one day.
である日近所のところね歩いてたんですね。
And on the sidewalk, I saw somebody had used a marking pen and they drew a big heart.
で、そのサイドウォークのところにね、道の端っこの方に誰かがそのペンで持ってこの大きなハートをこう描いた。
And inside the heart, it said M plus M.
で、そのハートの中にはね、M plus M、M plus M って書いてあったんですね。
And outside the heart, it said equals forever.
で、そのハートの外側にイコール永遠っていうようなことが書いてあったんですね。
Somebody tell me what this all means.
どういうことでしょう。誰か。
What does it mean?
意味わかります？
What do you think? Tell me.
どう思います？それ何を表してると思います？
You're thinking. She's thinking. What does it mean?
みちこさん。
Correct. Yeah, somebody was in love. Maybe they never met. Maybe it's just they're thinking of that
person.
They said, we'll be together forever. And in many stories, at the end of stories in America, there's a saying, they lived happily ever after. Do you have that in Japan? Happily ever after? Yes? We call HEA, happily ever after.
Happily ever after, HEA.
So when I was a child, sometimes my parents would read me a book. And at the end it said they lived happily ever after. And I thought, how can they do that? It didn't make sense. But in bhakti it makes sense. Just like if you're walking in the desert, and there's nothing but sand, and suddenly you find a perfect gold coin. You may look around and say, where did this come from? So in this world where everything's changing, it's never the same. Nobody lives forever. Not to ruin our evening here. But then where does the idea of happily ever after come from? It's like that gold coin in the desert. There's no happily ever after here. But if the idea is there so strongly, even in a child, he'll draw on the ground forever. Om and Hare Krishna, they're all saying, yes, 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 you can get that happily ever after.
The Om とか Hare Krishna のマントラというのは、yes, yes, yes, so あなたはそういう本当の永遠の幸せを持つことができるんですよと言ってるんですね。
That is the goal to focus one's mind on.
それこそが自分のマインドにも焦点を当てるべき的なんですね。
So I'm going to give three parts to bhakti tonight.
じゃあ今日のバクティのお話でその3つの3部のことを3部門のことを教えますね。
And the first is the mind goal.
最初はマインドの目標、目的。
Mind goal.
はい。
So say mind goal.
Mind goal.
Mind goal. You have to have the right mind goal.
正しいその目標がなきゃいけない。正しいゴールがなきゃいけない。
You have to have something you can aim at that's a good target.
自分がちゃんとこう入れる的がなきゃいけないね。
Like in America, we have big sign board that is a big target.
で、あ、アメリカではそのターゲットっていうお店があってね、そのターゲットっていうこういう印っていうか、あのお店のね、印があるんですね。
There's a big bottle of Coca-Cola.And it says on the, it says there, pour out happiness.
でそこでね、その幸せを、注ぎましょうというような言葉が書いてあるんですね。
So I can fix my mind on that, right? I can fix my mind on that target.
それがターゲットでしょうかね。そこに自分のそのマインドを集中しましょうかね。
I just want to get your opinion.
どう思います？
Do you think that's a good mind goal?
それは素晴らしいマインドゴールだと思います。
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola ですよ。
Good, right? Yes? Yes? No. Say no. Just say no. No, 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 no. No. But everywhere, somebody's saying Coca-Cola or what else?
McDonald's.
Everyone has a sign up saying, aim your mind here, aim your mind there. So to be happy and to be fixed in yoga, bhakti yoga, you have to find the right mind goal and aim your mind there. If you can't see the target, you can't hit it. So what's the first principle of bhakti? You have to have the right mind goal. And that is aimed at Krishna. Okay. So now, the second is, I said you have to have knowledge and practice. So the knowledge is very simple. And I'll give you a story of something that happened to me. I heard from my guru about the story of a little screw. He said that a screw, when it's connected to a machine, it's very important. But if that screw falls out, and it's lost somewhere in the street, it's not worth anything. And after I heard that, I was walking one day in a very holy place in India. I was barefoot. And I felt something when I was stepped, something under my foot. So I looked down and there was a little screw down there. So I picked it up and I cleaned it off. And I began to feel sorry for it. I was looking at a little screw and I said, what happened to you? He's lost. No machine. And no service. So I took him home and I washed him.
And
I keep him on my desk. And then I think about this analogy all the time. Each one of us is a small part of the divine. And when we connect to the divine through service, become very valuable. But the moment I become disconnected, then I'm like the little screw, I'm lost. And the value becomes
nothing.
So the knowledge of the bhakti yoga process is knowing that I'm meant to be connected.
ですから、バクティヨガの方法の知識というのは、その自分はそうやって神聖なものとのつながりを持つためのものだということです。
And so there are simple processes to connect us to bhakti.
そして、バクティと私たちをつなぐ非常に簡単な方法というものがあります。
And one of the processes is through dancing.
その過程の一つは、踊るということを通してです。
And I'm going to teach you a dance that I learned from my spiritual master.
で、私のスピリチュアルマスターから、
And I guarantee you, when you do this dance, you'll feel happy. You'll start smiling. And if you have any problems, they'll fly away. Does anybody have any problems? Just one person? One? Anybody have any problem? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. So when you learn this dance, you'll feel happy and all your problems will fly away, just like birds, they fly away. And your mind will become happy. And your intelligence will become very sharp. So anyone who doesn't want any of these things to happen, then please cover your ears and eyes. And then sit like this. Okay, shall I show you the dance? Say yes. Okay. All right. So this dance is called the Swami. Now, the Swami is very easy to do. You simply hold your hands like this. And then you move your feet from side to side like this. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. You could try. Why don't you just try, practice? You might want to move a few things out of the way so you don't trip. Okay. So put your hands in the air like this. And then put your right foot over your left. Good. Very good. Now place your left foot over your right like this. Now back and forth. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Okay, now you can put your hands down. Now, you don't have to keep your hands up all the time. You can keep your feet going. And when you feel like it, or when you're chanting the mantra, you could try putting your hands up. And it opens your heart. And all your problems, just like birds, they'll fly away. And then you'll be looking around tomorrow. You go, where'd all my problems go? You ask your friends and your wife, say, well, I had all these problems yesterday. I can't find them anymore. Your wife or husband will say, did you do the Swami? That's why they went away. So this is one that we would do to the mantra. So I'm going to sing a special tune for you that's from Okinawa. And this tune is especially for dancing. And so if you let yourself go into the tune and just feel Hare Krishna, then you'll feel all the benefits. So bhakti is very powerful because we're all looking for happiness. And the mantra itself is happiness. And we can sing and dance to the mantra. Especially we find when there's rhythm and melody. Then the heart opens very wide. Rhythm is the universal language. Anywhere you go in the world, if you find good rhythm, doesn't matter which country, which culture, then you'll feel like moving, you'll feel attracted. And beautiful melody also. Even animals are attracted. You play some beautiful music, elephants will come. Cows are very attracted. So humans, actually all living entities, they need beauty. They need this aesthetic, a sense. So bhakti is beautiful. We want that. We want beauty. And we want infinite beauty. And we want music and we want dancing. In the material world, when I move, I create debt for myself. I try to enjoy in the world and, for instance, like spending on a credit card for a while, it seems like I have a lot of happiness, nice things. But later a bill comes in the mail. And I think, oh, now I have to work at two jobs to pay for this. Plus my school loan I have to pay back. So now I don't have any time to enjoy anymore. So sometimes people think spiritual life means that if you look at a number line, there's negative numbers. So when I move in the material world, I'm going in a negative direction. So I mean, this is not good, so I'll move up the number line and I'll come to zero. But we don't like zero. Because there's no beauty there. Only stillness. But after some time, we want to break out. But I can't go back to the negative numbers. So where to go? Bhakti. Bhakti is the positive numbers. You're dancing. You see beautiful artwork. There's wonderful food. But it's all in the positive numbers. Because it's all connected to the ultimate target. Krishna. And so, in the spiritual world, there's dancing. And there's beautiful art. And food. And this is what the practice of bhakti is. And because it brings happiness to the heart, then naturally I give up my bad habits. They begin to fall away, they're not so interesting. Because they have a higher taste. So I talked about the mind goal. We have to have a mind goal in bhakti. I talked about how the bhakti scriptures teach us what the goal isn't. And also what it is. And then there's two other elements. Number one is?
Knowledge.
And the second is?
Practice.
Yeah. When these two things are together, then you can make progress towards the goal. So we talked a little bit about knowledge also. I talked about how real knowledge means to see that we need to be connected. Like a little screw, when it's doing its service, then it's happy and valuable. And every screw has a different job. So every one of us has a special service to do. And no matter how small we may seem now, when we connect to that service, then we become so valuable. Our mind, our heart, everything fills up with optimism. As I feel my value in my connection, this is real yoga. And then the third, the second part, which is the third element, is practice. And I'll talk a little bit more about practice. But before I do, I humbly request you for some reflections. Reflection means anything you heard so far that you found interesting, or that touched your heart, or that you thought, I can use that, I'll take it home with me. And if you walk out the door tonight and someone grabs you by the arm and they say, what was that guy talking about? What's the one thing you'll tell him? What was he talking about? What will you say? Mind goal. Yeah, mind goal. You have to have a mind goal. And it's for lack of a mind goal that I don't feel happy. I don't have an object to look at that makes me feel happy. Many people offer objects. They say, here, look at this, look at that. But if you have knowledge, then you'll see those are goals. They're not very good goals. Coca-Cola. Good, right? Good, yeah?
No.
Say no.
No.
No, not a good goal.
You
know, people drink, they take the Coca-Cola and they think, I'll drink this Coca-Cola. All the cells in the body, they're saying, no, 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 don't drink that. And the man says, no, I saw it on the sign. It says this is a good goal, drink Coca-Cola. So yoga means knowledge. You have to know the difference between the ultimate goal and Coca-Cola. This requires knowledge. You have to study. And you also have to observe the world and see. It's always changing. How can I make a goal here? What else did you hear? Reflect something back. Do this one thing. I want you to turn to a friend or anybody sitting next to you and tell them your one reflection. And afterwards, your friend or the person you're sitting next to will tell us the reflection. Okay, tell someone something you heard. Take 2 minutes. Now, if you can kindly tell us what your friend or whoever was sitting next to you told you. Yes. Oh, yes.
Even during the kirtan.
Yes. Very nice. Yes, please. And yeah, thank you for remembering that. It's very important. Because in this mantra meditation, if you aim your heart, your intention, everything towards the goal, then it'll act very quickly. You can also do this chanting as your own private meditation. These are meditation beads. And you can sit with some beads, and you can say the mantra to yourself.
で、その術でもって、自分でマントラを言いながら数えてやってもいいですね。
And then it's like your own private meditation with the mantra. And I like to chant early in the morning. And you can all try this at home. One day in the early morning, I was sitting in my garden. And I was chanting. But my heart was very troubled. It was a few years ago when I heard about a Malaysian airline flight that went off course. They reported that suddenly the airplane was lost. And nobody could find it. And for some reason, it bothered me very much. I felt sorry for those people. Now, normally in an airplane, they have what's called a black box. Inside, there's an electronic transponder that sends out a signal. So if an airplane is lost or it goes into the ocean, then air traffic controllers can pick up this signal. But in this case, for some reason, the black box was not working. And even today, nobody knows where that plane went. So while I was chanting, I was thinking how I'm lost in this big world. I don't really know where I came from. I really have no idea where I'm going. And I'm simply struggling to maintain my life here. I'm basically lost. So while I was thinking about the airline, then I was thinking, I should turn my black box on.
Then I thought,
oh, this chanting, this is the transponder sending out signals. So like you said, then I, with very strong purpose, I was sending out a signal. It's like, here I am, here I am. Thank you for sharing her reflection. Who can share someone else's reflection? Yes.
Okay, so she was saying about the deer. The deer is looking for the special musk fragrance, and they're looking for it all over the place, but herself. But she feels like she's also is the same in the same state. She's been looking around for happiness.
Yes, and there's a story about a very poor man. And he's thinking, my life is useless. I don't have any future. And then this passerby comes. And he sees how sad this poor man looks. So he says, are you okay? Poor man says, no, I'm not okay. And they start to talk. And while they're talking, the passerby says, by the way, what are you wearing around your neck?
You
can see some necklace or something. The poor man says, what? Where? He goes, right there, look, see?
He's
like, oh, and the poor man pulls out this necklace. And then in the sun, it showed a beautiful jewel at the end. And the poor man said, I forgot. My father gave me this. But because of all my problems and distractions, I completely forgot. I even forgot my family. But now I remember. Actually, I'm rich. I'm not poor. So the bhakti literatures say that we're all like this. We have something that's unlimitedly valuable. But I'm looking everywhere else. And I think, Coca-Cola. So bhakti also reveals this great wealth we have inside. Thank you for remembering that. Thank you. Thank you for revealing it. Dare we try for another one? Yes!
I understood that unlike normal music, the kirtan brings your consciousness up higher, uplifts you. When I serve other people without any expectation of return, you know, to get something back, sometimes that I feel like I would have to say something, then it doesn't work that well. So when I serve other people, my intention is just to do the service, not you know expecting anything back. But when I say, well, I did this for you, but I don't want anything from you, is that in the realm of bhakti? She was just wondering.
Yes, because bhakti means to give. And when we give, we feel that we grow. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about how those who are fixed in bhakti, their mind is already aimed at the target perfectly. But then he says, if your mind is not focused there yet, then you can practice focusing. Then he says, if you can't practice, then you can work and you can give some of the results of your work. You can give some things to help other people who are doing bhakti.
でそういうあの練習が できなければで既にバクテをしている人そういう人に使える、ね、ことで自分が一生懸命働いた結果をあのそういう人に捧げるとか寄付するとかねそういう形でやってもいい。
And he says if you can't do thatThen just try to be very charitable and give to good cause.
で、それもできなければ、あの素晴らしいものに、そのチャリティーにね、その自分がいろんなものをそのあげればいい。
Because in my mind, I always think if I give away anything, then I may die. I can't survive.
で、大体ね、あの大体この人にあげちゃったらもう私は生きていくことができないんじゃないかってみんな思ってるかもしれません。
But when I give, then I realize, oh.Not only did I survive, did I live, but I actually grew.
でも人に何かをあげたときにやっぱり自分大丈夫これあげちゃっても大丈夫と思うだけでもなく自分がもっと成長したのを、ね、感じることができると思います。
So this kind of giving, it gives us this beginning in growing and growing in bhakti.
だからただその何かをしてあげるあるいは何かものをあげるというその行為そのものがねあの自分をより大きなものと成長させていくその第一歩ですね。
We'll take one more reflection. One more thing.
もう一つ。お隣の人の話。
Yes.
So she was talking about a little spider who made a nest on the shovel, and then you felt like somebody else higher is looking at you.
Yeah.
So she remembered that. So.
Yeah, thank you very much. To give perspective that we're our time in this world is not guaranteed.
ここに私たちがここに住んでいられる時間というのはね、保証されているわけではありません。
When we're born, we're not given a lease contract.
生まれた時にね、その仮の、あの、契約したわけではないですよね。
At least I can't remember when I was a baby that they gave me a pen and said, sign there.
赤ん坊の時にね、手を握らされてそういうものにサインした覚えもありません。
There's no guarantee that you get 10 years, 20, 50, any time.
で、この世の中で10年、20年、50年、どんな時間もね、あの、ここにあなた絶対いますよという確証はどこにもないですよね。
So this kind of perspective gives us an idea of a gratitude for the time that we have here.
そういうふうに見ることができれば、今自分の持っている時間というものをそれにあの感謝することができる。
And now
we
have 7 more minutes.
あと7分ぐらいありますけれども。
And if we ask him, maybe Havi Prabhu will sing one more kirtan for us. Should we try?
experience. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Natural Marman.